Jacqueline.
Hello.
Hello,
Yes.
my name is Hannah, speaking to the recorded line for the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Hi.
Hi, we were just wondering if you had already found an attorney or if you were looking to participate today.
What do you mean?
So you had filled out an inquiry online for the Depo Provera case, so we were following up on the inquiry. Was it you that had taken the Depo Provera shots, or was it a loved one of yours?
Me.
Okay, and did you take the Depo Provera shots for at least a year?
Yes. Give me one second. I'm just trying to grab my baby.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. I am so sorry.
That's okay. No worries.
Oh. Okay. Now sit down, please. Okay. Okay, yes. Yeah. So it was, yes.
Yeah.
Stop it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you had used it for at least a year. After taking the shot, did you ever experience any severe symptoms or side effects? Anything that would have, you know, landed you to be in the hospital for whatever reason? Anything that was shown in your records? I'm sorry to hear that. What was it that you had gone through?
Yeah, so I have been diagnosed meningioma. Please come back. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm so sorry to hear that. You were diagnosed with meningioma. Was that meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
The brain. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Okay, so we can try to see if we are going to be able to assist you here. Were you interested in participating in the lawsuit on the basis that you may qualify?
Yeah.
Okay. And you had not found an attorney yet, right? Like you didn't sign any documents or
no.
Seek legal representation, anyone else? Okay, got it. Okay, and you're currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me just go ahead and just confirm some information here. I have first name here as Jacqueline. That's J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N. And last name, Laidler, L-A-I-D-L-E-R. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and this is the best phone number for you, 313-265-6000?
Yes.
Okay, you said you were a resident of the U.S., right?
Say it again.
You are a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm sorry for having to ask you these questions, but when was it that you were diagnosed with your meningioma?
Let me see. May 26th, I believe. May 26th of 2021.
2021. Okay. And you said that was 26 of 2021.
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay. 26, yes.
26. Okay. Got it. Okay. And what's your birthday?
My birthday is February 16th,
mm-hmm. 1996. Okay. All right. And that was February 16th of 1996, right?
Yes.
Okay. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by Depo Provera or not to your knowledge?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Gotcha. Was it the name brand Depo Provera that you're using? Not like sub-Q or generic, right? It was the name brand Depo Provera. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And you had used Depo Provera for at least 1 year, having at least 4 separate injections. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And if you were to estimate when it was that you started using the Depo Provera, when did you want me to put as an estimate? Do you have like a month and year, or do you know how old you were when you started?
March of 2018.
2018. Okay. Okay. So I'll just go ahead and put March the 1st of 2018 as an estimate. And when would you say that you stopped taking the Depo Provera?
April of 2021.
Okay, April of 2021. Okay, so pretty much right when you were diagnosed. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for that. Okay, I'll go ahead and start preparing your consent forms. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. Okay, and I have your first and last name here. Do you also go by a middle initial or middle name or just first and last?
I just go by my first and last.
Okay, got it. Okay, and your social? And if you don't feel comfortable giving me the full, I can just take the last four, if that's better for you.
Yeah, and just so that I'm clear, you're calling me from the form that I filled out.
Yeah, so you made an inquiry. You put in your information, which is your first
right.
name, your last name, your phone number, as well as an email here, which is JackieLadler96@hotmail.com. So we only have this information because it was given to us through our
okay.
online inquiry.
Because so many people call all day.
I get it. No,
yeah.
I completely understand, which is why we were able to just go with the last four. But this is pure, and you'll be able to see it too on the consent forms, that this
okay.
information is only going to be for the forms for us to request for your records and for nothing else. And what you'll see there is going to be a legal document that you'll be signing. So that's for your protection as well. Yeah.
Okay. So the last four is 0819.
Okay, you said that was 0819, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And again, I'm just going to reiterate that email address is JackieLadler96@hotmail, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what's the best address for you?
7420 mm-hmm. Memorial Avenue, Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
48228.
Perfect. And is there a unit number or apartment number, or is that a house?
No, there's no unit number. It's a house.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and read that back to you. I have 7420 Memorial Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48228. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And for the Depo-Provera that you had, was it administered by a doctor, by staff there, or did you do it yourself?
By the nurse.
The nurse. Okay, gotcha. And I know that you had used it from 2018 to about 2021, so that's about 3 years. Would you estimate that you were using it about 4 times a year every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay, so you would say that the total time that you were injecting with it would have been about 12 times, right? Because that's 4 times
yeah,
in 3 years.
Yeah, it was every 3 months.
Gotcha. Okay, got it. And do you remember the name of the doctor that had administered the Depo-Provera? Do you have the name, the one that prescribed it to you?
Yeah. Do you want me to spell it?
Yes, please.
Duane, D-U-A-N-E,
mm-hmm.
Krill, K-R-E-I-L.
E-I-L. Okay, perfect.
Come back.
Okay, and did you see Dr. Duane in Dearborn?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and put in that information here. Okay, and you wouldn't happen to recall the name of the nurse that had injected you, is that right?
No, I don't know the nurse's name.
Okay, that's okay, no worries. Okay. Okay, and did you ever get the Depo-Provera shots prescribed and you picked it up at the pharmacy, or you only did it at Dr. Green's office?
Only at the doctor's office.
Okay, got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and put that in. Okay, and now we're going to talk a little bit more about the meningioma itself. Do you recall how it was that you were diagnosed? Was it through a CT scan, an MRI, maybe both?
It was like blood work.
Blood work, okay.
A CT scan mm-hmm. and a biopsy.
Biopsy, okay, got it. And who was the doctor that had diagnosed you? Do you recall their name? Or do you remember what facility it was that you were diagnosed at?
The what?
The facility, like the hospital name?
Well, I treated at Trenton, and the doctor that did my treatment was Dr. Jun.
Jun, is that going to be
J-U-N-N.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, so he's the one that treated you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the hospital that you were diagnosed at, was that Corwell or was it Trenton Memorial?
Well, now it's Corwell. It was Beaumont at the time.
Beaumont, okay, got it. Okay, I see.
Yeah, they switched over to a different healthcare system.
Oh, I see. Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and put in that information then. Thank you for that. Okay, and for the actual doctor that had diagnosed you, was that also Dr. Jun or was that a different doctor?
My diagnosing doctor was the Dr. Krill at Dearborn.
Okay, gotcha.
He was the one that did all of my blood work and stuff.
Okay, gotcha. So he had prescribed you to take the Depo-Provera and also diagnosed you as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so Dr. Krell, he diagnosed you at his office, or did he diagnose you at Corwell? Or, I guess, Beaumont?
Beaumont.
Beaumont, okay, got it. Okay. And besides your meningioma diagnosis, were you ever diagnosed with any other cancers?
No.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that. And after you were diagnosed, what type of treatments did you receive? Did Dr. Jun have you do immunotherapy, chemotherapy? Did you have to do a hysterectomy? Tell me what happened once you were diagnosed, how your treatment had gone.
So the treatments were a craniotomy and radiation therapy. So it was 5 months and five cycles.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, five cycles. Okay, let me go ahead and put in on this information. Okay, so at Beaumont in Trenton, they are going to have the medical records that do show your diagnosis and treatment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay, and when you were having the treatment, and, you know, if you had to have the craniotomy, were you ever hospitalized, like inpatient?
Yeah, I was hospitalized for 9 days, then I had the 5 months of outpatient chemo.
Oh, got it.
Radiation, rather.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
Outpatient, okay. And would this have been around the time frame? I know you were diagnosed in May, but this was this in base. Would you say the 9 days had happened around June of 2021?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
For your treatment start date, approximately, would you say that that would have been around June of 2021?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. All right, and last thing here is just an emergency contact number. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. This is purely just so that we have another phone number in case this one does get disconnected.
Okay, the phone number is going to be, I'm trying to think of the best person's phone number to use.
No worries. No, and again, it could be anyone. It doesn't have to be family or, you know, your next of kin. It could just be like a friend, anyone that you want to put their number down, just for us to be like, hey, we're not able to get in contact with her. You know, can you let her know that we're looking out? That's literally all it's for.
Okay. Yeah, let me give you this phone number. It. Give me 2 seconds.
No worries. Take your time.
313.
Okay.
912. Mm-hmm. 9439.
Perfect. Okay, and whose number is that? Just the first name will be fine.
Jordan.
Jordan. Okay. And relationship? Did you want me to put family member, friend?
Friend.
Perfect. Okay. Let me go ahead and get your forms generated for us here. Usually it just takes a couple minutes for me to do so. I know you kind of have your hands kind of full, but if you're able to, can you put me on the speakerphone for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'll be sending this to both your text and email. So again, in the future, if you ever want to reference back to exactly the law firm that you're signing up with here, or you know their phone number information like that, it'll always be in your email, so you can reference back to all the terms and conditions are on these documents here. Okay.
Okay.
And I just want to confirm that you are indeed Jacqueline Laidler at 7420 Memorial Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48228. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent this over. You are going to be receiving a text message notification. Just go ahead and click on it once it pops up on your phone.
Okay.
Okay, and you can just go through all the pages. Yeah, and if you get stuck somewhere, just let me know.
You said just go through it?
Yeah, there should be a link that you're able to click on for the DocuSign. Okay, perfect. You're already in there. Yeah, so at the very top, do you see where it says start to begin? Okay, go ahead and click on that. You can go through the document, you know, read however much as you feel comfortable with. And then once you are ready, you're going to look for a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. And then you can click on that. Once you click on that, you can either draw your signature the way you normally do, or some people prefer to click on where it says select style, and they'll generate one for you, whichever you feel most comfortable with.
And just so that I'm clear, you have it where Krill sent me to John for treatment, right?
Yes. So we have Krill as the diagnosing doctor, and we have Dr. John as the treatment doctor, so that they are able to, you know, exactly distinguish the kind of the timeline of how this had all happened. So they're just going to collect the medical records that just reflect all the same information. Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Okay, and then once you do that, you find your signature that you like. You can click on adopt and sign. Oh, perfect. You got it already. Okay, great. On your end, there is going to be a continue button. You can actually exit out of the page completely. It's not required for you to create an account. And automatically, you are going to see in your email that this document is always going to be there for you to reference back to. Some people like to download it on their phone or computer. Some people like to print it out. You don't have to do any of that if you don't want to, but that is available for you if you want to.
Okay.
Okay, and that's basically it. So at this point, you don't have to do anything. I'm going to send this information over directly to the law firms. And usually at this point, it takes them about 4 days before they reach out to you. Typically, they'll call you. And if you're not able to get back to them because, of course, you may be busy, that's okay. They are going to shoot you a text message. Just let them know, hey, you know, I'm just confirming that because basically they want to make sure that you're still on board. And then they'll go ahead and request for the records for you, okay? And in a moment here, I am also going to be texting you with my direct number. So in case in the future, if you ever have questions or you wanted updates on your case, just feel free to reach out to me directly and I'll be able to assist you. Okay, Jacqueline?
Okay.
And that's basically it. Were there any questions that you had before I let you go today?
No, that'll be all. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but we do look forward to getting you some justice fairly soon. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You have a good rest of your day now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.